Afghanistan has other issues to deal with. The country is a source of most of the world's opium, the raw material for heroin. Until recently, HIV and AIDS had been slow to spread among intravenous heroin users there, but that's rapidly changing. And some health experts say the country must redouble its efforts to fight both addiction and HIV. Don Duncan has a story of one recent effort that's shown success but has also met resistance.
Under a bridge in Kabul's Pul-e-Sukhta neighborhood, hundreds of men gather in the dark. They hunch over sheets of foil and breathe in the fumes from boiling heroin. This is how Afghan drug addicts have traditionally taken heroin. They inhale it. But some of the other men here have needles. They seek out veins in their arms, legs, or groins and inject the drug. This shift from inhaling heroin to injecting it has fueled the spread of AIDS in Afghanistan. It's estimated that more than 7% of intravenous drug users here are now HIV positive, making it what epidemiologists call a concentrated epidemic. Health workers fear that number will grow quickly and the virus will spread to the general population unless strong action is taken now. Across town, the humanitarian aid organization Médecins du Monde, in conjunction with the Ministry of Public Health, is trying to address the problem with this, Afghanistan's first methadone clinic. Methadone is a drug that dulls an addict's craving for heroin, and because it's administered orally, there's no need for dangerous needles. Mohammed Musa has been on methadone and off heroin since the clinic opened last year. He comes here daily, where a clinic worker carefully administers his methadone dose, which he knocks back and washes down with a cup of water.
Methadone is completely different from detoxification, which is the usual treatment in Afghanistan. Methadone is very good for me. It helps me have a normal life again.
Methadone is widely used in the US and Europe, and is also a key tool in fighting HIV in countries like Iran, Pakistan and Russia, where needle sharing drives the epidemic. But in Afghanistan, as elsewhere, it remains controversial. Critics say it just replaces one addiction with another, but supporters of methadone argue that it's a less destructive and more manageable addiction, and crucially, it's one that doesn't carry the risk of HIV. Health workers who run this clinic say that traditional detoxification may help people who smoke heroin, but it's virtually useless for those who inject it, a practice which causes a much stronger addiction. Olivier Van de Castille of Médecins du Monde says given the growing risk from heroin and HIV in Afghanistan, methadone treatment is crucial.
Being addicted to heroin is not a question of will. You need treatment, not just people telling you that you should stop it.
And Van de Castille says the clinic has proven its worth. In the past year, 80% of those who've gone on methadone have stayed off heroin. But people like Van de Castille don't make the decisions in Afghanistan. Religious leaders, politicians, and civil servants do. And last month, the government decided against scaling up methadone. For now, they're limiting methadone treatment to the one existing trial clinic and its 70 clients. That's because in Afghanistan, a much bigger concern than the war on HIV is the war on drugs. Afghanistan is the source of some 70% of the world's opium, and the dominant attitude here regarding narcotics, including methadone, is zero tolerance.
We need to be free from the drugs.
We need to be free from drugs, says Abdullah Warduk. He heads the Drug Demand Reduction Section of the Ministry of Public Health, which works in close coordination with the Ministry of Counter-Narcotics.
The majority of the drug users, they want to be free completely from the drugs. They don't want to use the methadone.
But those who advocate methadone say they don't want to get rid of traditional detox centres. They just want to add methadone as another core treatment option. Peter Graf is Afghanistan director for the World Health Organization. He says given how quickly Afghanistan's HIV epidemic is worsening, the country has no time to waste.
This is our chance to get it right before it becomes the problem that is really going to overwhelm us and is going to be a very costly and very painful and very sad affair.
In the meantime, many of the former heroin addicts who are now on methadone are employed by the clinic as outreach workers. They go into the drug dens of Kabul to give information on safe injecting practice. But they're also walking advertisements for methadone. As recently as a year ago, they too were here taking heroin, and the transformation from strung-out addict to healthy outreach worker is obvious to those still shooting up. I hope to be included in the methadone treatment, says Mohammed Jawad, an addict with needle marks in his arm. But there's no room for him. For now, and for the near future, Kabul's only methadone clinic is full up. For The World, I'm Don Duncan, Kabul.
You can see the photos of a drug den in Kabul and the methadone clinic at theworld.org.